Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big East Sports Show. As promised, it is time to hit the hardwood. We are going to highlight some of the major storylines in the NBA that are already emerging, and we are so delighted to have back with us from NBA TV. He is always a Big E favorite, Jared Greenberg. Good evening, Jared.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, we love having you. So let's start off our conversation. Let's head out to the Western Conference and talk about those baby Lakers because, Jared, they have been off to a terrific start, and they are truly, I think, they're one of the most exciting teams in the league this year. They snapped that three-game winning streak after their loss against the Mavericks on Tuesday night. So what have they shown you?
Well, you know, I think that they're just having fun playing basketball. You know, I think that maybe we thought it was cliche talk that Luke Walton's going to come in and, you know, bring the culture down from the Warriors, but it seems like it might be something really to it where, you know, I think the guys are kind of relieved. Byron Scott didn't mesh well with the young guys last year. Certainly the Kobe factor played a big role. It was a tough situation for the whole organization last year with Kobe, with the farewell tour, the incredible media attention, the scrutiny night in and night out. On top of the fact that Kobe was taking an incredible amount of shots when he was playing, and there wasn't ball movement, there wasn't fun playing basketball, and I think it stunted the growth to an extent of the young guys. And now Luke Walton has them moving the basketball. They're the fastest paced team in the NBA, and they went from the lowest scoring team in the NBA last year to one of the top five scoring teams in basketball right now. So I think, you know, I don't know that the Lakers all of a sudden are going to become this playoff team or serious contender in the West and stun us all, because I don't think this is sustainable. I think that even though they've played an incredibly tough schedule and beaten some really, really good teams, they're going to start to level out. But I think that the veterans they brought in, the qualities that Dang and Mozgov are bringing to the table as veterans and what they do, their skill set, I think complements these young guys really well. And D'Angelo Russell's having fun, and he's proving that he was worthy of a second overall pick.
You know, Jared, I think back to the end of last year, and there were so many questions about how the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, how they would rebuild after Kobe Bryant. What do you think has been the key to establishing a winning culture so quickly?
I just think, you know, Luke Walton came in, and he's relatable to these guys. He's younger, but he also brings to the table the experience of being on a championship team with the Warriors, getting back to the finals, the greatest regular season team ever last year. I think that the style that the Warriors played with is a style that most young NBA players want to play in, getting up and down the court, being trusted to take shots that you know you can take, not always looking over your shoulder, waiting for your coach to say, all right, you got the green light now. And then on top of it all, we can't forget about Luke Walton's ties to the Laker organization. Mm-hmm. You know, he goes way back on top of the fact that, you know, he was part of recent championships with that team. So he brings to the table a young dynamic of understanding the generation of players he's coaching while also having recent championship experience with the Warriors and then also knowing the history of the organization that he's in right now. And I think that it's kind of a breath of fresh air for these guys who were getting old-school coaching from Byron Scott, and it was nonstop every day. I remember training camp for the Lakers a couple of years ago, just running the guys into the ground, mm-hmm. and that's just not how training camp works these days. And not that one way is right or wrong, and it can't still work for other teams, but when you're dealing with a young team and the results of their work being put in is constantly losing, they start to not understand why they're doing all of this. And I think Lou Walton came with a fresher style.
Well, and I think Lou Williams said it best about his new head coach, that he, Luke Walton, has a way of making players feel like they're his teammates, and you want to run through a wall for him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think it's a big part of it. You know, they're having fun. You know, the simple thing that the Warriors started doing, they now do with the Lakers, they play music during practice. It sounds silly. It sounds like it's something
that's
not that important, but if guys are now having fun in practice because they're enjoying the atmosphere, they like the music, they like the vibe that's going on, that makes them perform better. I mean, you know, when you're happier at work, you're a better performer at work.
Right. Hey, NBA TV's Jared Greenberg is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can connect with us at Twitter, at E-Radio Sports, or go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. Were the Lakers, Jared, were they one of your surprise teams in the Western Conference coming into the 2016-2017 season?
No, to be honest, no. I mean, and again, you know, we're 3 weeks in, and I think even though they've beaten some really good teams, I think it levels out here, you know, just like some teams that jumped out to really good starts that I think will come back down to earth a bit. You know, it's a long season, and I don't expect the Lakers here to still make up the playoffs. I think that I didn't have them as the worst team in the West, but I certainly didn't have them as a team that's going to fight for a playoff spot. I think they're still going to be somewhere in that range of 10 to 12 or 13 in the West. I think that there's just so much talent, and there's so many other teams that have veterans that have been through it that understand they can pace themselves through 82 games.
What is your view of the Dallas Mavericks? Because we talked about the win against the Lakers on Tuesday night. They definitely needed this road win, but the play, the production of Harrison Barnes, it seems like he's really turned the corner because he did struggle in the preseason.
No doubt about it. I mean, there were questions that he was going to be the next Chandler Parsons that the Mavs brought in, where, you know, he was the not the main guy on the previous team, put up good numbers, and then all of a sudden you want him to become the superstar scorer, and he's not capable of doing that. And for Chandler, obviously, injuries were a big factor. But, you know, I think we didn't know what to expect from Harrison Barnes, and I think people looked at his contract and said, wow, how do you give the guy who was the fifth option on a team,
right,
you know, money to be the number one guy, and just assume he can go from accepting a role of being number five to being number one? And I think that we are getting lost in the money these days. I think it's no longer fair to look at a guy's contract and expect certain production. It just doesn't equate that way anymore with the way the TV money has come in and changed the dynamic of the salary cap and what players' contracts are making. And eventually, in a few years, it's going to even out. But right now, it doesn't make sense to compute it that way. And for a guy like Harrison Barnes, you know, we got to remember, going back to his high school days, you know, he was a dynamic player. He was one of the most highly recruited players by North Carolina. Went there, and maybe he let people down in terms of what their expectations are, but he certainly has the ability. Now, is he going to go out and score 30 points every night like it seems like he's been doing the last week? No, but I think that the big part of the Mavericks, and this is why I still have hope for them. I was disappointed by their slow start, but, you know, the Mavericks need to take advantage of this opportunity with Dirk out right now, because my big thing for them this year was there's only been, I think, 1 year, it was Monte Ellis a couple of years ago, that Dirk has not been the leading scorer on the Mavs. And this needed to be that next year for them, because while last year Dirk, in my mind, was an all-star, and I was stunned that he didn't make the all-star game, but if Dirk is the leading scorer again this year, then there's no chance the Mavs are making the playoffs. You can't ask him to do that again at his age, especially now with the Achilles problem he's having. They have enough capable guys to pick up the slack. They need to stay healthy, they need to stay on the court, and they need to find a way, and I think that's what Rick Carlisle is able to do. But between Barnes, Wesley Matthews, some of their younger guys that they've been able to bring in over the last couple of years, they need them to step up and really take the bulk of the offense away from Dirk and figure this out now over the next week or however long Dirk's going to be out. And once he gets back, now you add in that Hall of Fame mix, and you say, okay, let's figure this out. We're in a big hole here, but teams have been in bigger holes and still been able to find a way to the playoffs. So I don't think the season's over yet for the Mavs, but this is a big week for them to try and figure out their identity.
Okay, so can Harrison Barnes, do you hold the belief that he can be that main guy in Dallas? I mean, as you were talking about, 31 against the Lakers and 34 against the Bucks. I mean, he's obviously capable of posting big totals.
Yeah, I do. I mean, being the main guy, that are we talking about him scoring 30 points a night? No, I don't think that he could do that. But can he be the main guy with Wesley Matthews, you know, and Darren Williams and Devin Harris contributing double-digit points, and you're asking Harrison Barnes to give you 20, 23 points tonight? Yeah, I think he is capable of doing that. There's no doubt about it.
Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at SBNationRadio.com. The conversation continues with NBA TV's Jared Greenberg as we're breaking down the Western Conference right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show.